The journey continues, day 21. Blessing in disguise. On this Shabbat, the third Shabbat of Elul, we read the Torah portion of Ki Tavoi, which opens with a commandment to enter the Promised Land and bring Bikurim, the first fruit offering. Appropriate as we prepare to enter the new year by offering our own first and best fruit toward divine ends. This chapter also, antithetically, contains 98 curses, which are actually read in a hush. It was decreed to read this before Rosh Hashanah in order to emphasize that before the new year, all the curses come to an end. But there's something deeper here. The Mittler Rebbe, the second Chabad Rebbe, once fainted during the Torah reading when he heard these curses. And when they revived him and asked him, "You hear it every year?" He says, "No, when my father reads," the Alter Rebbe, who always read the Torah, that week he wasn't there. "When my father reads, I don't hear curses, I only hear blessings." So the lesson for us is, in Judaism, there's no such thing as a curse, as an end in itself. Every curse contains a deeper blessing. Very often we look at negative things and we just see it as an end in itself. That's not correct. So ask yourself the question, do you look at things negatively, or are you able to see the positive in something? The exercise for today is identify something negative and look for the blessing in disguise, for the beautiful blessing that comes out of this negative thing.